City of Dorshan, Doran.
Luke could tell that Ben was finding the Temple of the Baron Doe both alien and comfortably familiar. The decor was characteristic of Keldors, a constant barrage of symbols and metaphors stylistically representing their natural surroundings and forces of nature. But the chambers had obvious purposes he instantly understood. Training halls, classrooms, meditation rooms, dining halls. It all operated on a much smaller scale than the Jedi Temple. Luke did not ask Tastora Pond, their student guide, but estimated that there were perhaps 6 masters here and no more than 20 students of various ranks. The combat training hall was comparatively small and very lightly equipped. Staves rested on weapon racks, padded body armor hung on wall hooks. There were padded mats on the floor for practice. The hall could accommodate perhaps 2 sets of sparring pairs at a time. Ben asked Tastora Pond,
"Don't all your students train in combat?"
"No. The Baron Doe are not a militant order like the Jedi."
"We're not that militant."
She offered him a smile, showing her grinding palates.
"You all study fighting. That's militant. Our role is one of advice and advance warning. The first Baron Doe were village seers who had a heightened weather sense and could warn their fellows of impending storms. Over the centuries, they and their descendants corresponded with one another, exchanging techniques and philosophies. The best became personal advisors to the rulers of our kind. Eventually, the order became a scholarly one, collecting and cataloging knowledge of the arts and sciences, as well as the ways of the Force."
They passed through an angled archway into a meditation chamber, furnished only with small circular mats on the floor. The chamber had no viewports, and the walls were a soothing, rough-textured gray-white, like the inside of a cloud. Luke asked, "I've been assuming, but did not ask yesterday, that Master Plo Koon was once a member of your order." Tastora Pond nodded. She sat on one of the foam circles, and by gesture, invited Luke and Ben to do likewise. They complied. She said,
"Over the centuries, many of the Koon family have been Baron Doe. The Force runs strong in that line, as it is said in the Skywalker line. It is said of Plo Koon that he never grew weary of living among oxygen breathers, of having to cope with claustrophobic masks and strange faces. Me, I would grow weary of it within weeks or months."
Ben tapped the transparisteel mask over his own face.
"I know how you feel."
"Your father will be instructed by Master Tyla Mong in the Hasat-Dur technique, which I understand you are not learning. Would you like to get in some fighting practice?"
"You promise not to yank my mask off this time?"
"No promises."
"Oh well, sure."
Once the two were gone, Luke did not have long to wait. Tyla Mong entered, gestured for Luke not to rise, and sat on a pad opposite his.
"One master to another," she said. "You will not object to an accelerated course, devoid of learning rituals and training artifacts?"
"That would be most agreeable."
"Well then, the technique you asked to learn is the Anasef technique of the Hasat-Dur family. In our language, the term Hasat-Dur means lightning rod."
"Why do you call it that?"
"Because if you are not absolutely perfect in your mastery of the technique and perform Hasat-Dur during a storm, you will be repeatedly struck by lightning and killed."
Despite himself, Luke laughed. "You're kidding, right?" She shook her head.
"The Hasat-Dur techniques suffuse your body with a very low level of electromagnetic radiation. You produce the radiation as an interaction between the Force and your own mental influence over your central nervous system. The energies a student produces early in his study of the technique attract lightning, much like a lightning rod. It is for this reason that this skill, like that of dismantling high explosives, is best perfected before it is ever attempted in the field.
Other than scrambling brain scans and permitting a rather difficult-to-solve form of suicide by lightning, what do the other Hasat-Dur techniques do?
They can disable one's own prosthetics and electronic implants, can interfere with shock shackles, can cause one to be perceived by animal senses as something terrible or something inoffensive, and can allow one to act as a very effective range-boosting antenna for comlinks. And there are other uses.